Okay, there, our Spotify started.
Spotify.
All right, so we got a lot of exciting things. So maybe we'll move the credits here.
Oh, the credits are gone.
And we'll get things started. We got so many things to talk about.
Oh, like what?
All right, so it's 8:08, 8:09. So it's the B.O.B. of the hour. Welcome to the Bob and Bob Show. This is Bob and Bob, and we're here to talk to you about several different things. I guess it's been around a week.
It has been. Well, it hasn't been quite a week because we did go on our trip.
Oh, that is right. We went on tour.
We went on tour. We actually wanted to go see how the hurricane efforts were going.
That's right. Out of Wilmington, North Carolina.
And while we were there, we decided to buy our first, get ready, our first Bob and Bob Show company car.
Oh, that was exciting, right, too.
We took a spaceship down.
Yes, that's right.
And then drove the company car back.
At least part of the company car. Yes. The other part of us drove the rental back.
Yes.
Yeah,
the space shuttle.
That's right. You just can't leave space shuttles down there.
Hey, did you watch that, by the way?
Did I watch that?
Did you watch the space shuttle trip?
Did I watch the show?
Yeah.
I didn't actually watch the show.
I actually watched it, and I couldn't tell which one of us was flying.
Really?
Because it's multi-piloted. So,
you know, look at this. I actually cannot see comments anymore because whenever I pressed on that.
Huh. Well, then.
Cross posting gate.
Maybe hit cancel. Or will that end the show?
Oh, I don't know. Let's,
what happens there?
Save.
Save.
Save. Cancel.
There it
Bam.
Is.
There we go.
So it's like I'm in IT.
That's right.
And by IT, I mean it. I'm in it.
Publish now.
Oh, publish now.
Oh, yeah, we can publish now. So for the two of you watching, here comes the question.
So we've been experimenting with our IT department. Uh-huh. We've got a few additional special effects now.
We like to do a lot of experimentation on the show.
We do, and we think we've got something here. So we'll click on. What are you doing? Our studio audience.
Tom had a comment.
Oh, he did have a comment, and it says he's angry.
Bob should go off on his own.
We have said that many times.
That's right.
But it would never work because it would just be the Bob Show.
And that's ridiculous.
I can't banter with myself.
No.
Could you?
No. I doubt it. No.
Wait, let's try.
Oh, this just got really weird.
Now me. Let's try me. So much better with the two of us.
Oh, man. This is... Wow. Ooh, that was actually really awkward and induced a lot of anxiety, I think.
It did.
Yeah, really nice.
And I've already, why aren't these comments showing up?
I think you have to click on them.
No, there isn't another comment.
There isn't another comment, that's why.
Oh, is that why? But the, what's it? Oh, okay.
It's because I made a laughing face.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Perfect.
So we're in like this new interface.
I think we just got updated to Windows 97.
Yeah, that was a good year.
Yes.
This is way better than 95.
95 or 85?
If only for a moment.
Did you know the movie Weird Science came out in 85?
I did not know that.
I did because it was on the other night and I said, oh, Taylor, this is a classic. You should watch this. And within 4 minutes, I said, this is not a classic. None of us should watch this.
I watched 16 Candles with the Twins.
Oh, we've got an interaction with the audience.
Not
16 no. Candles, also not a PG
not
movie.
Well, no, and I mean, when Jake is there, I mean, he's so dreamy.
Oh, Jake, wow.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And he's got a Porsche.
Our studio audience got a little rowdy out there.
A little rowdy.
Well, sorry, now you can
be Jake. Okay, well, that was uneventful.
It was.
Well, let's try to click on this publish now.
Publish now.
Bam.
Boom.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our first on-air question.
Whoa, you're balancing that on your head.
Don't.
It's going to rock up. No. I'll hold it.
Oh, there it is.
Hold on. I'll hold it up there.
Okay, that's perfect.
There. I don't want it to fall on us.
There it is. So to our studio audience, how is this working? Oh, it looks like 100% of the people have chosen.
100%
the tree
purple.
Behind us is purple.
Oh, that's
now, wait,
weird.
Can I see that again, studio audience?
Studio audience.
Okay, now how do you make it go away?
I think you throw a rock at the screen.
Just click back on the comment.
Oh, you just click back and then it's gone.
And it's gone.
All right, so we're going to allow the polls to continue after my live video ends.
What? So many people can
answer. Well, we would have to choose. We'd have to click on this.
We've done that.
And that is happening right now. It looks like we're still at a 100% who have chosen purple. This is pretty exciting. I cannot believe that all 3,592 viewers have chosen that this is the purple tree behind us.
And the seven people that are colorblind, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do apologize.
We did have other answers for you just in case.
Just in case. That's right.
And who knows? You seven people could be right.
That is right.
That's
true.
It's actually behind.
I can only guess that the reason they picked purple is because they know this is still the Valentine's Day tree.
Yes.
And pink and purple are oftentimes associated with Valentine's Day.
And so is Barney.
And bright.
And Barney's always
purple.
I love you.
You love me.
We're
happy family.
There you go. A little bit of Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
Quick shout out to our friend, our new friend Patrick, who sold us the company car this weekend.
Oh yeah.
He not only doesn't follow us, he doesn't like it either, apparently, because
that is true.
There was no clicking of those two options.
And that is weird because we strategically placed the Bob and Bob Show cards
all over the dealership.
Yeah. Just a couple.
So,
as soon as someone purchases that Ram,
you get a new car.
A new car.
And a card.
By the way, they also have podcasts.
Uh-huh. Podcasts on Spotify.
And your car happens to be integrated with Google. Uh-huh. It can be listened to, definitely.
On Google. Speaking of which,
yes.
Who do we have watching?
Right now, all three viewers, potentially three. Yep, there we go. We're up. Look at that.
We're up to three.
Man. Like I said, three. There it was.
All right, so let's give this a test.
Okay.
Alexa, set an alarm for 30 seconds.
Jason Owen has joined us too. Jason, thanks for joining.
Jason, do you think Jason has Alexa?
I don't know.
Alexa,
probably.
Play Candlebox on Pandora.
Well, you just lost it. We went from 3 to 1 viewer.
They said not again.
It's like,
all right,
we're not
no
doing
more
that.
Of those.
Oh, we're back up to 2.
Wow, we're raking it in.
I'm a little surprised that the percentages have not changed. We're going to have to ask a more difficult question.
Everybody's
next time.
Jumping on purple.
Yeah,
it was a trick question. Should we tell them that?
Well, that's true.
Let's not tell them though.
No, we'll hold on. We'll hold on to that one for the next episode or two.
Secret. So, you must have quit.
I must have quit.
You must have quit.
Who quit? What?
Oh, Bob. Oh, nobody saw that because it was behind the sign.
Oh, it was behind. So. You know, I might be able to move that. I don't know that our audience has seen.
No, we don't see it.
Oh. So then it just looked like I had my hand up there for no reason.
And it looks like I'm slouched down in my chair. I'm sitting on an actual chair.
I'm on my booster seat.
You're on my booster seat.
I'll get my sippy cup in a minute.
That's right.
With
That's
my OJ.
OJ.
Speaking of the gloves.
Or high C.
I
mean, after all, that is the drink of the astronauts.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Since we took the shuttle.
Sorry.
I
just love Kool-Aid.
That's the drink of the
astronauts. I thought it was Tang.
Tang.
Yeah, like Wu-Tang.
That's right.
Those astronauts, they love some good hardcore rap.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang Clan. In the shuttle.
I mean, if it comes as a powder, then you know it's an astronaut.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Or a Scarface prop.
It
could be a Scarface.
Yeah, that's true. So I think maybe I can stand back up. I don't know how to make this go away, but it is distracting for us.
I think you throw a hammer at it.
Yeah.
You know who could help? No. Somebody from our audience. Let's spin the wheel and make a phone call.
Oh,
let's do that.
You know what? I can also publish the results.
No, you can't.
So that our audience can actually see that we're not just making up
crazy.
The numbers. All
right, did you spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel. Oh, we've got a... It's a digital beeper. I thought it was man.
Oh, no. I was just making noises. That was my phone I was dialing.
Oh, okay. Then you were dialing.
Let's try this number.
I was spinning the wheel. That explains it.
Let's try the number. Oh, we got to be careful not to get too close.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
First caller on air.
situation.
Oh, no. And we're out of time. Wow, that is too bad, man. You know, that one rang so many times that your screensaver came on.
It did.
On your phone.
Good thing I was a little worried about my screen.
Yeah, that is right.
Saved it.
Saved it. Yeah, actually, I'm still wearing a glove from our last visit with Kevin. I didn't want to leave any fingerprints. He's such a neat freak.
He is.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Kevin. Couldn't help but notice the new company car has a large trunk.
It does have a large
trunk. With a privacy thing. Whatever.
We'll call it privacy.
Is that what it's called?
It's soundproof.
It was soundproof.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The spare tire is no longer in there.
No.
Allows extra room.
That's nice.
Yeah, in case somebody wanted to snuggle up in there.
That's right. Or two, so it could probably fit 2 to 3 bodies in
there. As long as they're not moving a lot or breathing.
Okay, good.
A lot,
good.
Heavily.
I wouldn't expect
don't want the windows to fog up.
Probably not a problem.
No.
No.
Not a problem at all. It's got a tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can go tailgating.
That. I did notice that. I should give a shout out to our favorite restaurant down there in Wilmington.
I was talking about that today, and again, for the life of me, I couldn't think of the name.
I'm like,
the Blue Hammock
Island something Mex Grill.
It just ask for the best burritos in town, and you'll be directed there.
Definitely directed there.
Uh-huh.
It is definitely the first time that I've ever had a bacon cheeseburger burrito.
Uh-huh.
Made with actual taco meat and ketchup and mustard
and sour cream and guacamole, if you'd like.
Sauteed onions and maybe bacon?
There was bacon for that bacon.
There was bacon. I wasn't sure if it was pre-cooked or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For real.
It was really something.
It was something. It was something else.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't make our viewers wait any longer. We can actually publish the results from
our
previous question.
Come on. Are you
If you missed the question was, what kind of tree is behind us? That's right. What kind of tree is behind us?
The answers are either A, purple,
B, 9,
or 7, zombies because we can.
And
the
drum roll, the final answer is...
Oh, that we don't know.
Uh-oh.
There's no tree there.
No, actually, my mouse totally froze up.
Uh-huh.
I can't
cold.
Do that.
Put the glove on the mouse. It's cold.
There you go. The mouse is cold. It's not running around anymore.
It's frozen.
Like, here, what if I just try to push it? There. I pushed it.
Push it.
Oh, and I freed it up.
You freed it up.
And then I can close. It's now closed. So all
the
questions
polling
are
is
now
closed.
I don't know if everybody got to see that.
Oh, look. It's
I'll
got
wait
an
for
X here,
confirmation.
Too. Okay, we can move the sign.
Oh, yeah, there.
Oh, there you go. Thanks for participating, everybody.
Yep.
That was a wild and crazy experiment.
All
I have to admit. We
all 100% is correct.
100%. Yeah, that's right.
It was zombies.
I was the only person who voted.
There was only one person who voted?
It was zombies.
We should try again.
Huh. Okay. Like a whole new show? Start over?
No. Put another question.
All right. We'll try a question.
Why don't we just ask the question and have them call in?
Oh, we could do that too.
Because they have the hotline, don't they?
Well,
I mean, if they subscribed, they should have the hotline.
All right.
Hey, you want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Let's see, because these guys, they can interact, right?
That is right.
Now so we're going to play a game. So what we'd like you to do is put your credit card number in, and that is going to be how much money you're going to make in your life.
That's perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Your expiration date is the year when you will find true love.
Okay.
And then the security number on the back is how many true friends you have.
Oh, wow.
So let's see. Let's give it a whirl. Okay. Anybody just join in?
So what are your credit card numbers?
Credit card number is how much money you're going to make in your life.
So just tell us how much money you're going to make in your life.
And the expiration date is the date you're going to find true love.
Here, let me... Okay.
And then, lastly, the code on the back...
It's how many friends.
I don't want to call it a security code. The number on the back is how many true friends you have.
This is like... the nicest thing now.
It is so sweet. I mean, we're just trying to
just help out,
add things to the show.
Okay.
Do you like this game? I do. Can I vote? I like this game. Just give them the yes answer. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There it is. All right. Let's see.
All right. Oh. Please review your poll content. Content, right?
Competent.
Right.
Competent. Okay. Maybe because you have two of the same answer.
Huh. Here we go. There we go.
What could it be?
Let's try that.
How about now?
There we go.
It's so interactive.
That is interactive.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. We've got, Carrie, you were not supposed to play the game.
Those aren't real numbers. Those aren't real numbers.
5, 6, 4, 7, 6, 7.
Huh. That's weird. Sorry,
those are interesting.
So you don't
look at that. We got 50% yes, 50% yes.
Excellent. It looks like it's almost unanimous.
Almost.
It's a 50-50 split.
Some people are a little less sure that they like the game.
Either a yes or a yes.
Yes? They're like, I know I do. I just may have to play a little more.
Yeah, let's try another game.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure of any more games.
No.
I thought this one would work out pretty well.
By the way, the floating microphone.
That is cool. Look at it. It's magic.
It's just like a green screen. Which actually reminds me, in case you did not watch last week, I am now wearing one of the Bobzeers.
The Bobzeers.
This is the Bobzeer. What it does is it changes any shirt that you are currently wearing into a tank top.
A warm tank top.
A warm tank top.
If it's a hoodie.
I believe most of you can't even tell that I'm wearing a sweatshirt underneath it. And I did want to take this to the farthest extreme. So you'll notice I'm wearing a hoodie right now. You can't really tell until I hold it up. So right now you're thinking, holy cow, it's a tank top with a hood.
Here.
But that is because our new merchandise will transform any shirt into a tank top.
I'm sorry, I missed that whole thing. I was being Grover.
No, that worked out.
What was happening?
I don't think you were that far off.
No.
You were near.
I was near.
Near.
Four.
All right, so what if we publish the results
now? Here. With all of those answers in
Yeah, I think so. Excellent. I think so.
Excellent.
And now we can minimize it.
Minimize or close?
Close.
Close.
No, that's a good point. That was not a minimize.
I don't ever want to minimize your efforts.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really, really warm and fuzzy inside.
Warm and fuzzy. Yeah. So fuzzy, does that remind you of something? Like fuzzy. that feeling that you had of fuzziness, what does it bring you back to?
What's it bringing me back to?
Yeah. I'm just trying to learn more about you, Bob. Yeah. Are you a little uncomfortable?
Kind of just became the counselor. I didn't realize you were such a counselor, Bob.
It's what I do is on the side.
Just a little side? Yeah. Side gig. Wait, you have a side gig?
No. Well, I've got a lemonade stand that says, therapy, 5 cents. Oh. With the gang.
With the
me and the peanuts.
You and the peanuts.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Or is that TV? Sometimes reality just merges with television.
They blend in.
Yeah.
Were you watching or were you doing
that? Well, it's like when I found a superhero uniform.
Oh, nice.
And I thought it'd be great, but I could never learn how to fly.
Oh, this is a problem.
I was going to be
you check the batteries?
I thought I was going to be the greatest American hero, but it never worked.
Check the batteries. That's.
I never saw the season finale. What happened?
You
lost batteries?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you check the batteries.
Did the Energizer rabbit come across?
Just change them. Yeah. Right afterwards. Now, the trick is, though, they're not AA. They're like one of those watch batteries.
Oh.
Yeah. And that keeps the cape kind of flexible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you put the AA batteries in it, then the cape hangs too strongly. It doesn't fly right.
Because there's a lot of drag.
Yeah, you'll have to fly really low with that.
Because they would put the brakes on.
It's like a fast run.
A spoiler.
Yeah, just like
spoiler alert.
Okay.
Are those? Oh, I thought they were jackalopes.
I thought they were making fun of my hairstyle.
The rabbit?
I thought those were hairs.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a good one. Good one. I'll go with good one.
I figured there were two because that's exactly how many hairs I have.
We're very interactive this evening.
Yes,
we've
got
one viewer.
That's right. Who happens to potentially, we can't confirm this, but could be our in-studio audience.
Could we counter as two?
Oh, at least.
Sorry, can we count them as two?
Them, yes, we will count them as two.
Two.
It is convenient that there's two of them now that we have added two additional chairs to the studio.
Should we let everybody that's out there and in here know of, who we've been reaching out to? Seeing that we've got a plethora of people watching?
Oh, you mean like who we contact?
Uh-huh.
Why not?
I don't think it's a good idea.
No, probably not.
Probably not a good idea.
I mean, it was close. When I heard it the first time, I was thinking, that's a great idea.
I don't know if that's...
It was right after you said, probably not a good idea. Or I think you said, I don't think it's a good idea. And suddenly I was like, I don't think that's
I don't think so either.
Yeah, and then I knew it wasn't a good idea because we both were thinking that it's not a good idea.
So I found where my glove box was in the company car, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where is it?
So, you know...
Because it's not there where you would think it was.
No. So, you know when you buy something...
Yes.
And it, like, it comes with directions and you open it up and it says the first thing you want to do is see all these things and it's got, like, numbers and tells you what everything is.
Oh, yeah.
And you sit there and you go, what kind of moron needs this?
Yeah, I know all
Well, so
that.
I was saying, you know what? I need to find our owner's manual so that I can figure out things in the car. And so I went online.
Okay.
www.online.com.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so I pulled up the owner's manual for the company car.
Online.
Yeah. And the first page, it's got pictures and numbers. I'm like, what is it? And I started looking around and said, oh.
You found the glove box.
And so I went out and I found the glove box.
And
the owner's manual is in the glove box.
Oh, it is?
So it is.
Like
it is.
Spare tire.
It is. There's no spare tire in the glove box.
No, okay. That's too bad. So you did find it, though.
I did find it.
Is it close to the passenger seat?
It is where I thought it could possibly be the airbag.
Oh. Oh, and that is.
But when I pushed on it, I was like, oh, that seems like a flimsy spot for an airbag.
Thought it was ready to go.
At any moment. If you tap that brake a little too hard, you have
like,
a nice
bam,
pillow in
airbag.
Your face.
It's an airbag / pillow, that's right.
You it's
can
so
also
comfortable.
Sleep in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
So yeah, there's a, and where else would you have, there's a button to open it, and where else would you have it? In the center of the dashboard, about 18 inches away from it.
So it's nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
Okay.
Nowhere
okay.
close.
Well, that explains why we couldn't get it open.
I also found the button to unlock the doors.
Oh, that is a good one.
Remember we were looking around the doors and couldn't find it?
Also couldn't find out how to lock them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of crazy how you can lock it. So number one, the door lock is, where else would it be? Center of the console.
Makes sense.
Right below the hazard light.
Oh.
There's a picture of a car door with a key in it.
Right below
you
the
would,
hazard.
You would think that would have given it away, but it didn't.
No, I would think that means that they do not, because it's right underneath the hazard.
Right.
Don't do this
because it's a hazard.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So you don't need the key because when you get out, all you have to do is touch the handle and it locks.
And locks. Yeah. I think I mentioned that to you.
I didn't listen.
No.
No.
You know, I find that you only listen to me whenever we have
other thing,
our corporate headphones on.
On the key, on what do they call it, a fob?
We'll call that.
This little button here in the
happens
center.
Happens to rhyme with Bob. That makes a lot of sense.
So this little thing that you just think is an emblem actually locks the door.
Oh,
you just press it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, all kinds of ways to lock the door. Now there's like 15 different ways.
That's good. That's convenient.
So I left my windows down outside.
Oh, good. Because
so
the doors
crawl in.
As long as it's just right.
Because I know how to lock them, I just don't know how to unlock them.
Oh.
That's probably next week.
That'll be the
project.
Next one. Maybe you'll find another manual with little windows. That tell
well,
you
they're power locked, so I hope I don't need to use the manual ones.
Okay.
Speaking of gloves. Got quiet?
Yeah, it did get real quiet.
It did get a little quiet.
Our audience stopped laughing. Is that the single for audience?
I would say.
It's audience?
Yeah.
It should be.
Singular?
I don't know that there is a singular form for audience.
Why don't we change it to contestant?
No.
No?
No, because that would imply that they're competing for something.
To be on the show.
Well, I mean, that right now...
And she's and
our
they
audience
are winning.
Hey, that,
in the show.
That one is winning. Yay.
April's watching. Hey, we're up to two. Now it's an audience.
What?
From an audience.
Oh,
I miss my audience.
So we probably don't have to talk about the company car anymore.
No, the company car is like, check that off.
Check.
And
she missed out on the questions, the interactive questions.
Well, she could always watch it back or listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that is true. I don't think it'll show up on the podcast, but we did click on the little thing that says, even if you're watching us back, you can still participate in the poll.
Just don't fast forward. Don't fast forward and then go back and cheat.
That's right. Well, I mean, are you saying because we closed the polls?
Oh,
so maybe.
And we were trying to be politically neutral, but now we're talking about the polls.
So. Yeah, so this just got awkward.
Yeah. Hindsight being 2020. Yeah. There's a poll coming up there.
Another poll so that she can see.
There's
what
a poll
happens.
Coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
2020. Yeah. It's my favorite show on Friday nights.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Speaking of Friday nights, there's a band playing at the local Elks Club. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Whoa. We got to check on that.
Oh.
That's funny. I thought you were checking. Bless you.
So I just got a call.
Okay.
And that was my phone. It's kind of a crazy ring.
It's the weirdest ring ever.
So not only is there a sold-out concert at the High Point Elks, but they're also providing a meal.
Oh, are they providing a meal?
A meal. A barbecue.
That's nice.
B-B-Q.
Oh, I do like a good barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You think Ken's okay with it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I would think Ken would be all right with barbecue.
You know, we should have a poll that says, do you know what barbecue means?
What does it mean?
Oh, trust me. There's a lot of different definitions for barbecue.
What does a yellow light mean?
A yellow light.
A yellow light.
I don't know.
You don't know what a yellow... You have your license?
Oh, you mean a street light?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I was just trying to think of, like, lights that are yellow. Well, I was like, I don't know. You're going to have to replace the light bulb soon?
You got a red light district? I don't know anything about it. What does a yellow traffic light mean?
Oh, it means caution.
It means caution.
Yes.
Not the answer we were going for, Bob.
Oh, I'm wrong.
No, you're right on a different level.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. We'll try it again in the next show.
Okay, great.
I'll throw it out.
Man, okay. Oh, I didn't.
I was fishing.
Sorry, I missed it.
That's all right.
I missed it.
That's all right.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. That is a nice animation.
That was pretty good. That's some CGI.
That is the fish animation.
And then they jump.
Oh, wow. That's, there for a second, I thought it was like watching The Planet Earth Part 2.
Like the show or
the
actual, like a globe?
National
you were looking
Geographic.
At a globe.
Yeah, National Geographic or somebody has Planet Earth.
I'm not allowed to watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's too realistic.
It's like NC-17.
I tell you, the things on there, they are animals.
Risque, too.
It's crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. So I saw a cat fight a... speaking of videos, I saw a cat fighting an alligator today on Facebook. I swear to God. That was
this
one...
has to be like...
Bad cat.
So this isn't about like mascots, right?
No, it was like kitty cat.
A cat was actually taking on an alligator,
And the alligator put his tail between his legs and went backwards.
I bet.
I'm not sure if his tail truly went between his legs because I mean they got little like pterodactyl legs.
Oh, that's true. That'd be hard, and their tail doesn't really bend like that. Not usually.
Mm-mm. Unless you take them, wave them around your head like a helicopter.
Yeah.
Alligator, rise up.
Oh, yeah, then it works.
Yeah, then it works. Sing the song. I think we're coming down with something.
Yeah.
My phone's ringing sneezes.
Yeah, mine's coughing.
I forgot the cough button.
Yeah.
Cough button.
So wait, what's this? I miss you too, Kara.
Yeah?
I didn't even see her say I miss you.
Well, she said it.
She said it?
Yeah, our audience.
So, our audience is on the show.
Yeah.
So she went from an audience to a participant.
I don't know what just happened, but we just went all the way up to three.
We surged.
Do you think it's either Patrick or the person we're contacting?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure of it.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Pretty sure.
I wish it would tell us. See, like, I can't even click. You should be able to click on that.
Ask it.
Okay, Google. How many people are watching us on Facebook?
On the website marketwatch.com, they say The total time spent watching videos in Watch has increased 14-fold since the start of 2018.
14-fold.
14-fold ever since the show started. I'm pretty sure that's what it said. Yeah, that's okay, Google. Thank you.
I think if you had...
Looks like we're stuck in a thank loop. Thanks for thanking me.
She is so courteous.
No, I think she's actually rude. We're actually
Alexa
in the middle of
thank
a,
you.
We're in the middle of a show right here.
Hey Alexa, do you say thank you?
Hey Alexa, sing me a campfire song.
I know, but he might watch back.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, play a campfire.
I wish she sings a campfire song.
Does she really?
And it's really good.
It's good.
It is good. Uh-oh. I'm surprised I hadn't hit the Billboard top
speaker
three.
Off here. Okay, Google, sing me a campfire song.
Okay, playing a campfire song on Spotify.
Oh, this is Spotify. No, this is.
See, Alexa actually sings a song and plays a guitar.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Man, I didn't know she could play the guitar. Here, I don't know that all of our viewers can listen to this. Here.
What? I think we're gonna get in trouble, aren't we? We do not own the rights to this music.
That's why I only played 5 minutes. 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
We're
okay, Google. Stop.
Take that. Google says, get your own show.
Okay, Google. Stop.
Huh.
Man.
That's weird.
I think she's trying to steal the show there for a second.
Yeah.
All right.
Woof. So now it's the Bob and Bob and Google show.
Yeah, it sure seems like that.
Should we throw the Google in the middle?
Yeah.
The BGB?
The BGB?
The BGB?
The BGB. The Baby G?
Biggie Bob.
GBB.
GBB?
The Biggie Bob.
The
Biggie Bob. The Biggie B. The Biggie B.
The Biggie B.
The Busy B.
The Biggie B. The Busy B. It's a gas station.
It's the Biggie B just down the street.
So now we just did our first commercial for the Busy B.
That's right.
Where
you can also stop at this fabulous gas station just at the end of...
That road and the other one.
That road. That's right.
Yep. You can fill up and you can play your lottery.
Yeah, we won't give them a complete...
No.
So we won't actually say where they're at.
Check hasn't cashed yet.
Yeah.
Hasn't cleared.
And you know what? Then we'll probably send them a clip of this with a bill.
Oh. Yeah. Hallie.
Oh, Hallie joined
us. As we both lean in.
Your place of work, Bob, number one. But you're not here.
Huh.
That's weird, Hallie, because I work at the Bob and Bob studio.
That's crazy.
Of course. I mean, that's where I work, Bob. I mean, come on, it's the studio.
Maybe
they're outside the door.
Maybe they are.
The cafe.
Who is it?
Bob H., I'm digging your tank top. Oh, thank you. April, just so you know, this is...
Do you think there was really a need to clarify which Bob?
Bob H.,
I'm digging your tank top. What about mine?
Well, yours clearly is a tank top. That's because we're both wearing tank tops.
That's right. That's right. Just mine's a sleeved.
A sleeved tank top
with a collar. I like to call it the tank.
It's the CS. Collar sleeve tank top.
You want me to pop the collar?
Oh, you could. There you go.
Popped.
Nice.
Popped it.
There's probably a tag on the bag that says made in heaven.
It actually says made by the little hands.
Oh, nice.
But we're not allowed to say where because we don't pay them a lot.
Right.
Right. It's overseas.
Awkward.
Like in Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really close to Canada.
Right, over the Great Seas.
Which is right next to Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right next to where the
Florida, where Disney is.
Rover Opportunity died.
And Disney's there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened to the rover.
Right.
Disney went in and actually invaded its habitat.
Yes.
And put up a castle.
I think Wally was just
And it blocked
tired.
The sun.
Oh.
And then Wally couldn't push the thing down.
Wally.
Want to play
Eva.
A game? Different robot.
Eva. Different?
I was saying the guy from War Games.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Speaking of robots, C-3PO hasn't been on in a little while.
All right, nice.
But he's been sitting here watching. He gives you the Ed McMahon laugh every once in a while. Nobody can hear it. Hold on.
That would be nice. Oh, that it's a lot quieter.
It is quieter.
It's harder to hear.
Yeah, he doesn't have the headset.
No.
He hasn't.
Which, by the way, the headset really helped us with the shuttle.
Yeah.
It might be easier. You know, like whenever you lob a joke up my way, if I had the headset, I might know that it was coming my way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard for me to tell. We went over a lot of these in rehearsal. I don't think you've given it your full attention, seeing that you have another job somewhere. Oh. Thanks, Hallie, for telling me.
No, I like I said, this is my job, Bob. Yeah.
So you were...
Job, Bob.
You were working with Bruce Willis and Bruce Sybil Shepherd.
Or as I like to call him, B.
Moonlighting?
Yeah.
It's today's show is brought to you by 80s Television.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
It's not bad. It sounded real to me.
I was just going to say that could be on our cue.
Oh. I don't know if we violated copyrights or anything.
No, we didn't go 20 minutes.
Okay, good. Is that the rule?
I think so.
Any song under 20 minutes.
And the God of DeVita might be tough.
Yeah. Huh? That's probably true.
Or
there's a Thanksgiving song that's like 14 minutes long.
Or the Oh Christmas Tree song could go forever.
Alice's Restaurant. That's a good one.
What's that one?
It's a long one.
Sing
it's
like, it.
It's literally.
Sing it.
It's a song.
Sing it.
About Alice in a restaurant. Huh. That's literally what it starts on.
Is it in Wonderland?
No.
Okay. No. Then I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Neither did Olaf.
Olaf? He's got a new movie coming out.
I heard about that.
I know.
Polar Vortex was a...
No, that's what that's like now.
Right.
It's cold out.
Okay.
It's like 8 inches of ice on the road.
Oh, man, it's close.
Wow, it's 8:45.
Holy cow. Why does time fly when I talk to you instead of the audience? This is much better.
The audience.
The audience. That's right. I don't know. We got all the way up to two, and we had a...
We were strong at three for a bit.
We had the occasional banter with the audience.
We had five. And we had the interactive polls.
Yes, we did.
Two.
So we've had a lot going on, as promised.
And we got a credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if it's valid.
I think what you mean is we got somebody's total amount of money they're going to make.
Yeah. And the year they'll find true love.
And we had our very first phone call.
Uh-huh.
Didn't quite get anyone answer, but we'll get there.
We're going to have our Nigerian friends check out that credit card.
Yeah,
we'll see if she was telling us the truth with how much money she was going to make.
We'll check. Yeah,
we'll check. Have our people check those things.
Yeah.
Fact check.
Yeah, that's right. Fake
news. Fact check.
Don't want it to be fake news.
Yeah.
All right, well, given the time, I guess we probably need to call it a night. We were thinking about making this a two-day experiment to see whether or not we could go live for 4 hours and then 4 hours again.
Right. We do have to do that, though, before this weekend.
Is it before the weekend?
Yeah. So maybe what we could do is we'll actually set the camera up right before bed.
And just let it go.
And just have it like live stream like after-hour stuff.
Oh, the after-hour stuff. Nice.
See what happens.
That's right. Okay, so we'll see. So that means that you might actually see the show live once again before the next week. So maybe like last time where we all of a sudden had a few surprise little showings whenever we were on our tour.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I was pretty impressed with the one guy whenever we were purchasing. Said he had actually heard of the show.
Yeah. But then he asked, what was it about?
Yeah.
It took us hours to explain it.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, you know, it's so complex.
It is.
There's no one word to describe
it. It's complex in its simplicity.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice way to describe it.
Yeah.
All right, well, Bob, I think we'll probably call it a night here. Once again, we'd like to thank you for paying attention to the show. And remember, of course, on the podcast, there is always the post-show banter that occurs.
Post-show banter.
Kind of where we break it down a little bit. And in fact, had you listened to the last podcast, that's where you would have known that we were going on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wouldn't have known where, but you would have known that there were plans about that, what that tour might have been. So remember, always pay attention to both the show and the podcast.
And keep your eye out for the Bob and Bob Show van that will be driving around playing ice cream music.
That's right. That's right. 80s.
80s ice cream.
80s
music.
Ice cream. Yes. So it's not nearly as hip as the new ice cream.
Right.
That's right.
So.
All right. So thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Something that went well.
Yeah, for both the listeners.
Yeah, I think.
Do enjoy it.
There were times where we got all the way up to three listeners.
We did. Phone died.
Your phone died? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You said they now know that we have a Bob and Bob show.
But the first has to be 4 hours.
The first has to be 4 hours.
Should I say the first one?
Oh, so they want it to go for 4 hours and then.
So should we go back live again?
For another
3.5 hours. Those,
actually, it'd have to be four. We'd have to start.
Do you remember all the material? I got cue cards.
I mean, if we have cue cards, I think even at least an outline I'd probably get around to.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah, maybe. Or we could always start it.
Let's get out of it. I know how to get out of it.
You know how to get out of it.
Who dis new phone? I should say new facts. Let's say new facts. We'll throw a wrinkle in the plan.
New fax machine?
New facts.
New fax machine.
Facts.
That's what you should do. Did you spell F-A-X?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Should I spell the facsimile?
They're gonna have no clue what's going on.
No.
You'll probably get an apology. Sorry. Oh, can you record a sound on that?
I don't know. Who uses a fax
machine? You have to be able to send a sound.
You should be able to. I mean, it's like a phone.
Yeah, you
can send I just a call sound. Her and just say?
No. It's got to come across as a recorded. Dumps. It's got to be a recording. So, like, go.
Sorry, I'm just seeing what tonight's line is on.
Oh, that's cool. Not like we're in the middle of checking this text or anything.
History. Oof.
So I think our audience. Has frozen to death.
What?
Oh, they're able to still move their head.
Interesting history. Oh, I just did history. How about pending?
Interesting.
Pending. Do I have anything pending?
Pending, aren't
you? Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
See, I think you should be able to, like... Oops. Usually there's, like, a plus. Or there's, like, a paperclip.
I do have an attachment thing.
Yeah, now if you have an attachment thing, then sometimes you can choose recording.
I don't know. It just says it always like pops up pictures.
Well, you have to
10 points.
It.
Let's take that. 200 on that.
This is gonna be our longest podcast ever. We're up at 42 minutes.
42 minutes. All right, so let's go and see text message.
Yeah.
Can you paperclip? And just pictures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, you can't send a recording. There's no audio. What if you scroll up? Does it...
Pictures.
There's still pictures.
More pictures. Huh.
Yeah, mine. Of course, we can't do mine on air while we're recording.
Oh, so you can do it on yours?
Yeah. Wow. Maybe we'll just stop the podcast.
Maybe your phone's better than mine.
It's probably my Messenger is better than yours.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what Messenger you use.
Well, I didn't go to Messenger. I went to text message.
All right, well, here, we're going to stop the podcast.
All right, see you later, podcast.
All right, see you later.